Yo, yeah, man, y'all know signing in with the greatest ladies, you know what I'm saying? Drop top Panamera Paradise, you know what I'm saying? Panamera Dice, Dice Paradise. Anywho's with the blues. Hey, shout out to that nigga Young Door, man. If you don't know who the fuck Door is, Door is a producer straight out of Alabama, the 205, with some nice fucking beats, bro. Like, this nigga, like, basing his beats be like fucking critically acclaimed, the littest shit alive, bro. Like, that nigga make some fire ass beats, man. And shout out to all the producers around town with the Clowny Brown, man. Shout out to that nigga K1 too, man. That's like a brother to me. Shout out to the nigga K1, man. That nigga fire as fuck with them beats. Fire. Shit, shout out to that nigga Youngblood, man. Nigga fire with them beats. That nigga Jason fire with them beats, man. Jason can fly. Shout out to that nigga, man. Who else be wrong? Hey, man, shout out to Gap Tooth, Roscoe. I need to give me a Roscoe shirt, bro. I got some shoes I can rock them shits with, bro. I need to give me a Roscoe shirt, bro. That shit remind me, like, of some, like, I don't know. I need that shirt, though. But, yeah, man. It's been A1, man. It's been A1. Shout out to the good guys that's, like, at least in the city part. Yeah, shout out to that. This shit's smoking. Yeah, though, man. Shots out to it. What the fuck? Yeah, so we about to get right into it, though, man. We about to get right on into it, man. Shout out to all the internet trolls, too. Goddamn. Let's see what the fuck Vince Staples got going on, bro. Shout out to Vince Staples. I haven't goddamn did a segment on him, like, since I started this shit. Or even talked about him since I started it. And I like Vince Staples. He's a pretty cool cat, man.
Performances, energy on stage, production choice. I think one person said, it sounds like we're rapping on robot video game beats. We would like to apologize for that. Secondary, well, this is third area, I guess. We would like to give you an alternative. On GoFundMe.com, you can decide to donate to the cause of $2 million, which will allow me to shut the fuck up forever, and you will never hear from me again. No songs, no interviews, no anything. If not, you can choose to let me do what the fuck I want to do when I want to do it. Get off of my dick or fund my lifestyle. The choice is yours. Either way, we appreciate you.
Yo, that was the biggest troll of this year, starting off 2018, bro. That shit was funny. Shout out to Vince Staples, bro. Basically, the caption for this video is, this had me cracking up. I respect at Vince Staples' perspective on things. When you know your show is good and you're confident, you say whatever you want. Have to respect a good show. Shout out to at C Blacksmith. I see you, bro. Hey, man, that video was fucking funny, man. It's pretty cool, man. Vince Staples is a fucking troll, a well-known troll. And I look up to his trolling skills. Skill set, mind troll, that shit is very wavy. Bruh, chill out, bro. Okay, so we diving back into the Trump round. Lil Duval, which if you don't know who Lil Duval is, he's a comedian. He's very funny. He has a square head, and his head is fucking huge. But he's funny as shit. And he's black, so shout out to the black community, because we lit. Wakanda. But, Lil Duval says, don't shoot the messenger, but Trump gonna become president again in 2020. Chill the fuck out, Lil Duval, because that is Kanye West's year to become president in 2020. Or, Travis Scott, which he will always be vice president. But that's yay, Yeezus. Yeezus walk, that's his year. Chill out. I will like your post, though. Scrolling right along. Hey, man. I don't know if y'all heard of this kid, Gunna Gunna. I cover him on one of my other podcasts. Gunna Gunna is an artist that's basically in the realm of thug. And he's fucking wavy, bro. That fucking tape he dropped, bro. I had that shit on replay. I still got it on replay. Like, I have that, bro. That tape is fucking, like, beautiful, bro. Gorgeous. That tape is gorgeous, bro. But Gucci Mane wants to sign Gunna, and he was like, hey, man, somebody tell that one Gunna I got $1 million for him to sign today to the Evil Genius. I'm going to stop him right there. First off, if Gunna is in a room with Young Thug and he's in the limelight and he's in the realm of Young Thug, I feel like he already has a million, if not already had a million, and probably got more. So it'd be like he's backtracking if he inked that deal with Gucci, in a sense. So, nah. And plus, Thug already gave it to him. But yeah, that nigga Drip is on a billion, bro. I look up to that nigga Drip, man. Shit's on a billion. Anywho's moving right along. I don't wear Jordans, but shout out to 23. Moving right along. Hey, man. Hey, bro. I don't know if y'all heard of Lil Xan, man. Honestly, I'm not a fan of Lil Xan's music. I'm just not. But I never would knock anybody's hustle, shine, or just I wouldn't knock anybody, like, especially somebody who's like in the same field as me and is like on a different level in a sense. But I feel like some of these artists say certain shit, bro, knowing that they're gonna get flack about it. Like, it's just certain things I feel like you shouldn't say, period. And there's certain things you shouldn't say being in the limelight. Like, it's conversations you can have with your gang, like, you know what I'm saying, with the gang, like, behind closed doors. But, like, when you get on that camera, bro, like, it's just certain shit you should not say, bro. Especially by OGs in the industry that you're in, bro, that paved the way for you, bro, in a sense. Shit, that paved the way for you, bro. And then this dead is that, bro. Like, you never disrespect the dead. I don't care, bro. Like, I just, you don't disrespect the dead. I mean, like, and him being in the, you're popular, you're killing, you're eight-balling yourself before you even get a right corner pocket in the head. Or shit, before you even break.
Well, I'm out here for a little piece of change or for, like, a little piece of limelight, and I think your future, like, you got to think about your future, man. Like, if you got a thing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need connections, bro. You're in an industry where that's you have to have flourishing connections. Like, you don't want to kill your chance before you even
have a chance. And it's like, bro, you just eight-balled yourself by off of one comment, bro, of like, Tupac, bro. And, like, that's crazy because that's been a touchy situation with these new generation artists since they've been coming up. They've been disrespecting a lot of the dead homies. Like, a lot of the dead OGs. And I can say homies because, like, nigga, Pac, nigga, but, like, nigga, Pac changed people's lives, nigga. Pac changed my life, nigga. Pac is an influencer, nigga. Like, Pac died for a cause, nigga. And it's like, bro, like, people be missing the whole point and shit. Like, you just don't say certain things, bro, on camera, bro. Or, like, shit, period. The tongue is powerful, bro. Not just for Tatianas, you know what I'm saying? Or Tatis or, like, Thotiettes or just thoughts. Like, the tongue is powerful, though, bro. It's a weapon, bro, like. It's a weapon, and it's like it's a gift and a curse, but it's never a curse if you know how to use it properly, bro. And it's just like, these niggas is tripping. But yeah, shout out to Flock for making that move because it was proper. I feel moving right along. Moving right along. Hey, shout out to Serena Williams, man. She's a GOAT. An athletic goat. Moving right along. Hey, I need some Off-White, man. Off-White, sponsor me. I'll rock the shit out of Off-White. I would wear Off-White for the rest of my life if they was to ever sponsor me, bro. Like, it wouldn't even be hard just because, like, it's Off-White, bro. Like, nigga, bro. The combinations would be so surreal with just Off-White, bro. Like, that's, bro. I would be a muse for Off-White, bro. A very rich muse for Off-White. Shout out to Off-White. Shout out to Vans. Shout out to the... If you don't rock Vans or have at least one pair of Vans or shit, even if they dirty, bro, like, what are you doing on Earth, bro? Like, well, I know what you're doing on Earth, but, like, what are you... Get some Vans. Shout out to Fat Man Key. That's one of my favorite rappers, bro. I look up to that nigga. That's a real rock star. Also, he's in New York City this week. For all inquiries, hit that nigga up at fatmanhello@gmail.com. I should do that. Yeah, though, man. It's a very litty situation. Hey, man. So, Trump International Hotel in Panama is currently being they trolling. But hey, that nigga wildin'. He's not even a nigga. Shout out to Cody Shane, bro. Yo, Cody Shane like is a leveler up here, bro. Like I don't like I feel like she's like slept on in a sense. And I hate using that word, but like she don't get talked about enough, bro. Her voice is truly an instrument. Like Cody Shane, real deal, like bro, like her voice, my nigga, is an instrument, bro. Like when I heard her sing, I wasn't even tripping off of just like what she talk about, like topics in this and that, and just like her as a person. Like once I heard her voice, bro, I was like, yo, she can sing, but her voice is different. It's so like sonar-y. Like that shit's beautiful, bro. Like, yo, I would love to work with Cody Shane. I know I am, but like I would rush that process. Like I would rush that process. Like Cody Shane is a GOAT. She's an angel, bro. Yeah, though, man. But yeah, Cody Shane to go. Shout out to Cody Shane.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm here to pick up Maya.
Maya?
Yeah.
All right.
I just texted her. She'll be out in just a second.
Okay. Myra, some white people out there for you. Who is that?
Two of my friends are
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit. Hey, this podcast was still recording. You guys got some home action. But back to the daily drip. Yeah, this is like a real raw ass like fucking podcast.
Oh,
Yo, you can't be doing that out here, bro. Your kids gotta eat better than you, bro. I don't care, man. I don't care, bro. You can't. Kids come first, man. I don't care. That's why you need to get Vans, bro. I'm telling you. See, niggas be tripping, bro. They be out here cashing out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, get Vans, bro. They shit's gonna get fucked up while your kid got new shit on, bro. And you still saucing, bro, because they Vans, nigga. You could do that to Vans, bro. Long boy, you gotta have the drip, though. Like, if the clothes ain't on sauce drip mode, then you fucked up out here. But, like, Vans save face, my nigga. Vans save it, motherfuckers, bro. Yeah. Rota Sibisota. Sign it out.